So this presentation uses the same data set as the last presentation. And here we are exploring treatment seeking and sexual behavior among young African American women in Atlanta who have STI symptoms. I have no conflicts of interest to report. So young African American women have the highest rates of both chlamydia and gonorrhea in the United States. Delayed STI treatment increases the likelihood of secondary transmission and the possibility of probability of adverse reproductive health complications. However, relatively few studies have assessed treatment-seeking behavior and sexual risk behavior among adolescents with STI symptoms. So our objective here was to investigate the treatment-seeking and among African-American adolescent females presenting to reproductive health clinics with STI symptoms and sexual behavior after noticing their STI symptoms. This slide should be familiar to you for those who may have just joined us for this presentation. 715 African-American females were recruited from three health clinics. The eligibility criteria, they self-identified as African-American, were 15 to 21 years of age, and reported at least one episode of sex without a condom in the past 6 months. Exclusion criteria were being married, pregnant, or attempting to become pregnant. Similar to the last presentation, this analysis is of the baseline data, which was collected prior to randomization. We use summary statistics to describe the proportion of participants reporting STI symptoms at recruitment, the time between first noticing symptoms and presenting to the clinic, and information seeking treatment and sexual behaviors between the time of first noticing symptoms and presenting to the clinic. We use logistic regression models to assess the correlates of delayed presentation, which we defined as the median time in this sample of since first noticing symptoms. Same slide as before, mean age was about 18 years. Mean percent condom use in the past 60 days was about 50%. About half of participants lived in a household which received some form of government assistance. The majority were in school. Vast majority had tried alcohol and marijuana, and abuse was common in this population. 22% of participants reported STI symptoms. The most common symptom reported was unusual discharge, followed by unusual odor. Nearly one-third reported very bad itching, about one-fifth reported burning or pain during urination, and less than 10% reported bumps, warts, boils, or sores. This slide presents then the frequency distribution in days of the time between first noticing STI symptoms and then presenting to the clinic. The range was 0 to 200 days, with the mean at about almost 10 days. The median was 5 days, and as I noted before, we use this median of 5 or greater as our definition of delayed presentation to the clinic then. Approximately 72% of those with symptoms reported discussing the symptoms with someone. 60% reported discussing their symptoms with their boyfriend, and 56% reported discussing their symptoms with a female friend, and roughly a quarter cited that they had discussed the symptoms with their mother. Prior to presenting to the clinic, about 25% reported douching to treat the symptoms, and about 13% reported another method to self-treat the symptoms without medical assistance. 82% of participants with symptoms reporting having vaginal sex between the time they first noticed the symptoms and presenting to the clinic, and of those, 75% reported unprotected sex. Of those who had unprotected sex, the mean number of male partners with whom they had unprotected sex was 1.4. This next set of slides then presents the unadjusted associations between potential correlates and delayed presentation to the clinic. Among the sociodemographic factors we assessed, having a paid job associated with a 3.5-fold increase in the likelihood of delayed presentation. of the partnership level factors that we assessed, including sexual communication frequency, sexual communication self-efficacy, having a current boyfriend, having a boyfriend who ever had concurrent sexual partners during the relationship in the future relationship score, only having perceiving a greater future relationship was associated with delayed presentation. None of the sexual history variables that we assessed was related to delayed presentation. Although some of the symptoms were having bumps, boils, or warts increased the likelihood of delayed presentation by about 4 times, as well as unusual discharge and unusual odor were associated with delayed presentation. While discussing the symptoms with someone wasn't associated with delayed presentation, discussing the symptoms with a female friend versus someone else increased the odds of delayed presentation by about 2 times. Douching also increased the likelihood of delayed presentation by 2.8. None of the sexual behaviors since noticing symptoms we assessed were associated with delayed presentation. Of the psychosocial factors we assessed, having greater peer norms for risky behavior and greater condom use self-efficacy increased the likelihood of delayed presentation to the clinic. So this study does have several limitations. Certainly there was a potential for misclassification in that the assessment followed clinical evaluation. We were also not able to assess participants' diagnoses after presentation to the clinic. And importantly, our findings may not be generalizable to other populations, especially given that the proportion of folks who are symptomatic varies by STI and by gender, thus the proportion who delay treatment based on those symptoms likely differ by population as well. Also, our sample was recruited from public health facilities, and those who seek care from other sources may have other reasons for going sooner or going later. However, again, strengths of our analyses are that it's an understudied topic among a high-risk population, and we were able to look at many different types of potential correlates. So in conclusion, many young African-American women with STI symptoms delayed presentation to a clinic by 5 or more days, and a substantial proportion had unprotected sex between first noticing symptoms and presenting for diagnosis and treatment. STI prevention and treatment programs may benefit by encouraging expeditious clinical evaluation and risk reduction behaviors after noticing symptoms, highlighting the risks of douching, and perhaps by interventions which seek to increase earlier screening and treatment. And perhaps just one of these innovative methods is I Want the Kit, which is like a mail, use the internet to get the kit at your home. You do a self-collected swab and then send it back via the mail and get your results for the internet. That concludes that presentation, and again, I'd be happy to take questions or comments.
Yes, you were mentioning that most of the people who did not wear condoms, like 75%, does that mean 25% that did wear condoms?
Yes. Yes, so of those who said they had sex between first noticing the symptoms and coming to the clinic, 25 said it was unprotected, and 75% said they had at least one episode with no condom, that they had unprotected sex in that period. Gotcha. So all of these participants, they were enrolled in a longitudinal study. These data were taken from the baseline assessment before randomization and before they took part in the intervention.
And I just want to follow
up. Sure.
I wasn't sure whether you had shown multivariate
I considered doing that. However, some of the analyses I did just with the unadjusted data, for example, the future of a relationship was among those with a boyfriend, and talking to a female friend versus somebody else was among those who had talked to somebody. So while I did, I can share those results with you, I figured it it cut the sample down by a third, and I figured I'll just leave it right now as the unadjusted analyses, because doing the adjusted kind of whittled down the sample substantially. Yeah, I could give you, I have this, the interview with me, so it was a scale, and I used it as a continuous measure, and in terms of particular questions, come talk to me and we can look at the interview together, because it's escaping me right now. Nothing else? Then I'm done.
Okay, can we give our speakers another round of applause?